do with things our founders never ever believed.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, a Republican, has heard a lot about the IRS from his conservative supporters, and not just in the last several weeks.
I had, during my 2 years in Congress, had heard from a number of groups that there was increased activity, a lot of questions and reports being asked by the Internal Revenue Service, so we weren't surprised, but now that it's official, incredibly outraged.
Walsh was elected to office in the 2010 midterm elections, around the time the IRS began scrutinizing applications for tax exemption from politically conservative groups, aiming its probes at groups that had Tea Party, Patriot, and other keywords in their names. Walsh says the practice affected many of those who supported him in that election and in his failed bid to retain his seat in the 2012 election.
There were a number of local Tea Party groups that raised concerns to me, and also hearing from a number of my donors, some wealthy Republican conservative slash donors, who also would raise some concerns about notices that they were getting from the IRS. And I think this was building up all over the country.
Well, we always assumed or suspected that that's what was happening because I talked to folks all across the country. So we knew that people were being held up for 12 months to a year.
Illinois Tea Party founder Denise Cotone says some conservative groups in her state decided to forego applying for tax-exempt status for fear of drawing unwelcome attention from the IRS.
So once word got out in 2010 that was happening, there were some groups that said, it's just not worth it. I don't want people. I never got involved in this to be targeted by the IRS.
He wasn't aware of the IG investigation on the IRS.
Walsh has channeled the outrage at the IRS onto his nightly conservative talk radio show, where he says he is now hearing from more than just his regular conservative listeners.
Yeah, I'm hearing from a lot of people on the radio show, not just Tea Party people. For a lot of us who have been afraid of something like this for a long, long time, this is what we've been talking about.
The IRS has publicly apologized for its wrongdoing, and President Obama has expressed his outrage at the revelations. But conservative activists say that's not enough. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are already probing the issue further and plan a series of committee hearings in both the House and Senate. Kane Faerbaum, VOA News, Peoria, Illinois.
We're so-